Etiquette War. A confrontation between Italy and England. Are Italians the rudest people on the planet? Asked Matthew Paris. These eight words from a Times columnist got Britain into a lot of trouble. Paris's controversy caused a heated argument between England and Italy. He was upset about a group of Italians who pushed past him to get on the tube. They push you, and then they yabber on in Italian, Paris wrote. Then he went on to criticise modern Italian society and politics. Naturally, Italy was offended and reacted passionately. God save us from the English, screamed the headline in the Milan Daily, Il Giornale, owned by the Berlusconi family, devoting a whole page to declare a newspaper war. The paper fought back by criticising English manners, hygiene and food. Il Giornale said that the English have not yet learned to use a bidet and said, if you've ever felt sick from eating steak and kidney pie, raise your hand. Then the newspaper was escalated. The Italian journalist's piece was accompanied by unflattering photographs of robust women performing a version of popular dance, the can-can, at Ascot, as well as pictures of bare-chested, tattooed British football fans in Italy. Now, Mr. Paris understands what it's like for someone to turn the tables and be as critical of England as he is of Italy. One columnist came up with a helpful solution. He wrote, instead of wasting time and energy on these childish topics, we should put together what is best from both countries and be leaders in Europe. A united and stronger Europe benefits everyone and will improve our manners. It's all about manners. Good manners make better European citizens. But are good manners enough to diffuse the tension between the two countries?